As a man, I'm a bit embarrassed about recent male pontificating about the issue of rape and abortion. Todd Akin, a candidate for Senate in Missouri, said, "If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down." In a debate in Indiana, another Senate candidate, Richard Murdoch, said that if a woman gets pregnant during rape, that it was something that God intended. And Joe Walsh in Illinois said that even in case of rape, he's still pro-life. He explained with regard to the fetus produced by rape, there is still a life there. This point of view fits well with what the Catholic Church calls a consistent ethic of life. From this point of view, life begins at conception, and from there on out, life is sacred. This leads the Catholic Church to also condemn a variety of other things that harm or take life: suicide, war, euthanasia, and the death penalty. Even poverty can be condemned as anti-life. There's much to be admired in the consistency of this idea. But rape poses a problem for this pristine consistency. The real world is messy, and exceptions might be made in the face of horrible tragedy. We tend to forget that compassion and care are as important as being consistent. There's something typically masculine about the emphasis on consistency in the face of tragic ethical choices. Indeed, this whole issue is tinged with an embarrassing amount of good old-fashioned male chauvinism. Men tend to forget that rape is not just one thing. When young girls are bullied into sex by older men, that's rape. When drunken women are taken advantage of, that's rape. When women are oppressed by their husbands and coerced into sex, that's rape. Perhaps we men should think of the issue from the standpoint of our mothers, wives, sisters, and daughters. What would you do if your daughter were date raped and became pregnant as a result? As her body changed through 9 months of pregnancy, what would you think? More importantly, how would you feel? Obviously, the most important question is how the woman would feel and what she would think. It's her body, after all. But the men involved might benefit from a bit more reflection on their own feelings and a bit more sensitivity to the women whose bodies have been abused by men. I worry that when men try to tell women what they should do in case of rape, we reassert a male-dominant power structure. The problem is that rape is an act of male dominance to begin with. A step in the right direction would include listening to women and asking them what they think and how they feel. Some women might agree with the idea that abortion is not permissible, even in the case of rape. But we men will never know this until we stop pontificating and learn to listen to what women have to say about the issue. For The Moral Is, this is Andrew Fiala.